Blog Talk Radio.
What's up?
Oh man, my apologies for the technical difficulties. Can't blame Blog Talk Radio. This one's on me. Gotta get a new laptop. Gotta get a new laptop. Anyway, what up, y'all? How y'all doing?
What's up? What's going on?
Big Red Brother B, another episode of the menu.
Everybody.
What's going on?
Everybody.
How you doing?
What's going on? Good. Just chilling, man.
How's your week, Big Red?
As usual, annoying, but I'm here. Annoying, but I'm here. That's about it. Just annoying. As usual. But just glad to be here. Put my feet up. Talk to the peoples out there, and that's it. And how was your week?
Hey, listen, I'm blessed. Can't complain. Can't complain at all. Man. You know, don't make no sense complaining. We still breathing. We can make change. We can make opportunity. That's all it is, man.
Yep, that's right.
And we can still make
sandwiches.
That's
right.
I'm still here to make sandwiches.
Still here to make sandwiches.
Make a sandwich, drink a beer. You know what I'm saying? Liquor. That's all. I ain't going to lie, but next weekend, I'm looking forward to this weekend coming up. Well, next weekend, actually, because it's next week coming up. Because I'm gonna try my hand and make some conquito.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to it. Any type of alcoholic beverage, I'm looking forward to making an indulgence. So, you know, don't worry.
That
I'll put you some in the stash. Don't worry. I got you. So once again, what up, everybody? This is The Menu on Blog Talk Radio with Big Red and Brother B in the house. What up, y'all? Hope all is well with you. Hope you had a good week. And if not, no worry. It'll get better. Depends on how you look at it. So, and once again, I apologize for technical difficulties. It was definitely on me. Not on Blog Talk. It was on me. Got to get a new laptop. Most definitely. But anyway. So, you know we got to go with our "What the Hell Was You Thinking" segment.
Uh-oh.
And
yes, we do.
Yeah. We got to go to the Prez. We got to go to number 45. The reason why 45. The reason why I wasn't going to go to 45 because he kind of embodies the loose lip sink ships attitude. Well, actually, loose fingers sink ships type of attitude that
nobody talks anymore. Mm-hmm. Nobody talks anymore.
So. Exactly. But it's like, yo, whatever happened to discretion? Whatever happened to privacy? Whatever happened to just keeping, you know, things in your pocket? Well, it's obvious that this dude can not do that. And I'm just wondering, like, you know, as much as people want to talk junk about Obama, at least Obama just kind of kept a lot of things on the low. Like, you know what I'm saying? He didn't put his stuff out there. Neither did Bush. Like, you're supposed to have a certain level of decorum when it comes down to being the president of the United States or the president of any country, for that matter. But
when you're the president of the United States and you're constantly running to Twitter and making statements about other countries and your own country and talking about this and talking about that, like, why? Like, what is your reasoning for just constantly, for lack of a better word, running your mouth / fingers? What's the purpose? What is the purpose of just telling everybody our business is somebody else's business? Listen, he makes America look incompetent because there's a certain portion of America that voted him in, which makes America look incompetent. So don't sit there and say, "Oh, I'm not stupid," because yes, you are. Yes, you are. Because either you didn't vote for him and this happened, or you did vote for him and this happened. So,
right.
45, what the hell are you thinking? Can't you just stop? Just give, like, he should be banned for at least 48 hours.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely.
He should be banned. At least.
No, he should
hours.
Be banned for
like,
the. No, he should be banned for the next how many other couple of, I'm gonna say wishful thinking, months that he's gonna be or a year or whatever. He should be banned because it's ridiculous for him.
Like my whole thing is like you're supposed to be taking handle of business, but you're busy tweeting. Like it seems like he has more time to tweet than anything else, and I'm like, yo, what are you?
Oh yeah.
Doing? Like
oh, yeah.
Just stop it. Like it's very childish. And once again, it makes us look stupid and weak. But,
yeah, he just,
once again, people want to talk about Obama. Listen, Obama wasn't talking about everybody and putting it on social media. Obama wasn't being disrespectful.
And you know the sad thing about it, he's not only disrespectful to other leaders of other countries, he's even disrespectful to people that he's that's under him right now. Like he's disrespectful to his own people.
Exactly. So
yeah, like
I don't know what's wrong with that guy. Yeah. So you know, to the people who love him, God bless you. Continue to do so. To the people who don't love them, him, God bless you. But, yo, I just got to say, man, like, what the hell are you thinking? Like, I guess you're not. Because, you know, you're not supposed to do it. But maybe if, you know, everybody was like, oh, he's not a politician, da 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 da. But maybe if he was a politician, he would have thought about what he was doing.
Yeah, maybe.
He's just going to keep talking. It just shows that he has no control. That's what it shows. It shows he has no control. Yeah, and that's definitely a problem.
And I think
you have. Go ahead.
No, and I think the other, leaders of the other, other countries, whatever. I think they know that he has no control. It's like the kid in the class that. They know, it's like, okay, we're just going to leave him alone and let him just, when the teacher says, just ignore Johnny, and, with the dunce hat on, just ignore him, class, and let's just get back to doing what we have to do. And they just leave Johnny in the corner. It's like that. It's like, I think they know it, so they just like, we're not even going to bother. We're not even going to bother, because it's just like, why? It's a waste of time.
This is true, but it's just the fact that it's just crazy. So, that's kind of crazy, this guy. But, anyway, I do want to give a shout out to, Black Long Island and, to those that live in Long Island or in the surrounding area, might want to check out the Ujamaa Fest on December 10th, I believe, starting around 12 o'clock. There'll be a lot of vendors, a lot of people selling, goods. Of course, it's a lot of, how do I put this without sounding like oh, he's racist. Well, I'm not racist. But, you know, a lot of black people from Long Island getting together and collectively to show off, you know, their goods, their products, and their services. So with that being said, good luck to all. Hope everything turns out well. And, you know, Billy and Felicia Moss, good luck. So, with that being said, our topic for tonight, mm-hmm. Big Red, marriage.
Yes, sir.
What's love got to do with it? Now, I know you're going to ask me. Well, I want you to ask me, where did this come from? Where did this idea come from? Where did this,
so you want me to ask
you? Yeah, I want you to ask me, where did this come from?
Well, I'm going to ask you, Brother B, where did this concept come from?
Well, I'm going to tell you, Big Red. It came from, I saw something on Facebook. Facebook is like new news now for me, and it's starting to piss me off because I don't deal with the newspaper or the, like, visual media. I kind of stay away from it. But now it's like all the depressing stuff is, like, seeping onto Facebook. But this was interesting. So I saw something on Facebook where they were talking about, where this lady talking about how she didn't marry for love, you know. She married for, I guess we could say, not so much security, but like she wanted a partner that, you know, someone that you can build with, someone that, you know, you can progress with. Like, mm-hmm. love may come and go, but when two people have something invested together in a situation, it seems like it there's more cohesiveness and it propels, you know, the situation. So, I found it very interesting, you know, a lot of stuff that she was saying. And I thought we should, like, do a topic on it. Because, you know, nowadays, of course, amid all of these scandals, of everybody, like, everybody was talking this about Bill Cosby, but Bill Cosby mm-hmm. sitting back with a cup of pudding, like, yeah, mm-hmm.
that's right, like,
hey,
yeah,
hey,
mm-hmm.
hey,
hey, hey, who
hey.
You sexually touched today?
Yeah, who you?
Yeah, who did you sexually touch today? Like, yeah, exactly.
Hey, who you done touched today?
Right,
you stupid. But yeah, I mean. Yo, I was shocked at Matt Lauer and Charlie Rose.
Charlie Rose shocked me more than Matt Lauer.
No.
Charlie Rose, I was like, what? Charlie Rose?
Like, really? Like, what? Like, what did he do? Like, I don't know. Was he reaching for the sugar and grazed somebody's nipples or something? What did he do? Like, Charlie Rose. Like, Charlie Rose. Like, what did he do?
He was sitting at the round table.
Yeah.
He's playing footsie under the table.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
under
his
little round table on the show.
Oh, I don't know what happened. Oh, yeah, by the way, I'm sorry. The guest calling number is 347-324-3395. That's 347-324-3395. The guest calling number. So, yeah. I was, like, really, like, Charlie Rowe, what the hell did he do? What the hell did he do? Like, every...
Yeah, that really shocked me. Charlie Rose, like, Charlie Rose, what? What's up? Come on now.
Listen, you right now, with all this stuff coming, you got guys probably afraid to sleep with their girlfriends because they were like, oh, you know, she said I sexual assaulted her. I don't want, you know, I don't want to touch it until it blows over.
Right, exactly.
Everybody, somebody right. touches something. Everybody touching everybody.
Yeah, it's like, what kind of foolishness is going on here? But, I mean, then again, it's like, you know, these things been happening. Let me tell you something. These things have been happening. Let's go a little back further before we get into anything else. Let's go back to, what's his name? Oh, my God. Woody Allen.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah. Mia Farrow.
All right. And then Roman Polanski. But these things were happening, but nobody was really saying, like, people were saying this something, but it wasn't really like how it is now. I, you know, to me, and I'm not gonna say like and try not to, like, be a little sensitive with it, but to me, it's like something for the moment. It's like, oh, all these people are coming out, or, you know, women or whoever is coming out, and now all of these people that we see on TV every day or we hear about on radio or whatever, now all of a sudden it's like a fad. Like, oh, well, I'm going to come out now. Well, I'm going to come out and say something. I'm going to come out and say something. But why would you wait all these years? If this person did this 15, 20, 30 years ago to you, why would you come out now and say something? Why didn't you say something then when it was happening?
Because they probably wanted to see what was going to happen with Bill Cosby.
You know what? I'm glad you said that, because you know what? I didn't even think about that. You absolutely right. That's probably what was going. That's probably, yeah. You absolutely right.
You know, somebody set it off. Some lady set it off. So now it's like, oh, okay. So now we can set our stuff off. You know, because see, it happened. I mean, I'm gonna call a spade a spade. Somebody has, you know, another view on it, then you know the number, 347-324-3395, call in. But, all right, it was a black man being accused.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Nobody cares. All they do is care to condemn him. But they don't care about no other part of it. They don't care about him selling Puddin' Pops again, the Cosby Show, nothing like that.
Mm-hmm.
They just said, screw him. But now somebody came out on Harvey Weinstein.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I will say this. As much as people may say, oh, what does it have to do with it? It does have something to do with it. Harvey Weinstein is Jewish. We know Jews are very powerful in Hollywood. And the fact
mm-hmm.
that somebody came out and he actually, he's being hit for it. He's being held accountable. Now, I guess that empowered some people to be like, well, if Weinstein can get caught and get jammed up, then I might as well just come out and say it too. Because like right after Harvey Weinstein, all the dominoes started to fall.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Exactly. But my thing is this, but why didn't something come out? Why didn't it trigger that when, like I said, with Roman Polanski? Or even, you know, with Woody Allen, why didn't it trickle since? Why didn't it trickle then?
Because
those things happened way before all these other people.
Because I mean, in my opinion, nobody really cared. Nobody really still cares now. But people need something else other than what 45 is doing in the office, because shit is depressing. So people just need their minds to grasp on this to the next. You know, the next comedy show, because we've already heard enough stuff. Oh, we might war with North Korea. This guy's talking about this. This is happening. Like right now, if you notice, like America, what's going on in this country, it's just a real circus.
Mm-hmm.
You have rings over here, rings of racism, then rings of sexism, then rings of this. Like it's all a bunch of rings. It's like an Olympic circus. You know what I'm saying? It's like people
are
like, well, I'm going to be a better sexual assaulter than you. Oh, no, you're not. Watch, I did 20.
Yeah, oh, no.
Oh, that's nothing. I did 25.
No, you're not.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
You know, it's kind of, everything is really gotten out of control. You know, one thing, I mean, it's kind of silent on police shooting black people or police shooting people, period. I mean, I'm sure there's
good
stuff
going
on, but you don't really hear anything, so it's like.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing a Negro life today.
Right, exactly.
Oh, so yeah. but yeah, it's you know, it's quiet on certain fronts, but it's loud on the other. So it's like everything has to have its turn. And right now, sexual assault is the big thing.
Yeah. So now everybody's going to jump on the bandwagon. Not saying that, you know, man, woman, or whoever has been sexual assaulted. Not saying you're not supposed to say nothing about it, but it's just that now it's like, don't make it to a point where everybody's jumping on the bandwagon and then somebody that this is happening to, and now they're going to be afraid to say something because now, oh, what if I say something and then people start ridiculing me for it? You understand? Like that.
Exactly. See, listen, my attitude, listen, I'm sorry, but you can't even be a woman and come ask me for the time, because I'll just show you my watch. I ain't saying nothing. Cause they'll be like, oh, the way you said it was very suggestive. I asked him what time it was. He said, it's 5 minutes to eight. He said it, and I felt threatened. Like, oh, my God, slap him up. But, yo, I'm not saying nothing. No, I'm going to start writing notes. I'm
it's
just writing
the way
notes.
You said it. No, you can't
yeah,
do
exactly.
that either. Because
yeah.
they'll take it as, oh, he slipped me a note, and it says.
Yeah, see, there you go again. The
he
way,
slipped
his
me a note.
His handwriting.
The way he wrote
very...
it looked like, that heart didn't look right. It didn't look like a heart.
Yeah, the lust was in his eyes and in his writing.
Oh,
like,
God,
you know,
yeah.
And it's not to make fun of anybody. But my whole thing is this, like, yo, you really got to think, if you, as a, not just as a human being, but okay, but as a woman, but as a human being, you sat back and allowed someone to make uncomfortable, well, comments that you have deemed uncomfortable or done things that have made you uncomfortable for years. And you didn't think
right.
it was inappropriate then, so now
right,
all of a
exactly.
sudden you want to come out and say it. It's like, listen, it's not to attack you, but people want to come up with all type of medical reasons for why they didn't say this or this, that, the third, or, oh, because I wanted to keep my job. Listen, if you're going to do stuff, look, there's a million and one jobs out here. It may not be the job you want, but it's a million and one jobs out here. So if you really feel that you have to allow yourself to be degraded and be demeaned for a job, then,
yeah,
then
right.
there's something wrong. There's something wrong with you. Because, it's listen, like I said, whether it's flipping burgers, tossing newspapers, or working in corporate, whatever, there's a job out here. But, oh, this is my dream job. Well, then
dream
again.
Because they want to keep up with that lifestyle. It's not just a dream, but, oh, it's a certain... You know, some of those jobs, especially them higher, you know, them higher upper jobs,
yeah,
you
want to
keep a certain type of lifestyle. Yeah.
Yeah, well, listen.
They want their name mentioned somewhere. Yeah, well, your name, right, your name is being mentioned or going to be mentioned somewhere, and it may not,
it's not
going to be the positive now.
Well, it's not worth my sanity. It's not worth my integrity. None of it is not worth it. It's not worth it at all. It's not. But anyway, to go on to our topic, like I was kind of starting to say with the whole thing of the way things are going right now, like really what does love have to do with it? Because to those people who marry on the basis of love, listen, I get it. You love, you're in love, I get it. But sometimes things fade. And it may be yours that fade, or it may be your partner's that fade just a little bit, or it may be both. But either way, there are some people out there who feel that love is not going to be the basis of my marriage because me and this person can function together as a unit, and we can build something. We can inspire other people to do other, you know, other things. We can bring kids into this world and make them productive, you know, and I can dig it. So, I mean, I don't think love should be the basis. It, of course, it's some carrots in the pot when you're making soup. I get it. But it shouldn't just be the overall foundation. Because if you just say, oh, I love him, I'm going to marry him. But what happens when you're not in love anymore? Then what do you do?
Exactly.
And it, some people say, oh, that'll never happen. Listen, I thought that me, my daughter's mother was like, I don't probably marry this chick. She's having my kids. We good right now. Yeah, look. 14 years later. 14
yeah,
years
I thought
later.
The same thing.
You know what I'm saying? Well,
I thought the same
seven,
thing.
8 years later. Exactly. I would say actually 10 years later. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, wow, 10 years ago, it was like, get out. Get out. I said, wait a minute, but you're doing dirt. Oh, okay, no problem. See, what? And we weren't even married, so just imagine if we were.
Right, exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So, it happens. And
I mean, like I said, I kind of agree with the lady was saying. I mean, what is your take on it?
Well, a lot of the points that she had was valid. And, you know, my thing is, you know, love, being in love is fine. Loving somebody and being in love, that's beautiful. And but see, some people are in love with the idea of marriage. Like, they're in love with the idea of marriage. Not necessarily
exactly.
the person. They're in love
exactly.
with the idea of marriage. That's what they're
True.
In love with. They're looking at, and once again, unfortunately, we always have to put social media into these conversations because, unfortunately, this is what a lot of, I think more women look at this. They're looking at all their friends. They're looking at what this one got married, and she had this big wedding, and somebody was coming out the floor, and they was floating in the sky. And they're looking at all of this stuff. Yeah, all of that is fine, but then what you going to do afterwards? Okay, yeah, you're going to go on the honeymoon, and everything's going to be fine, and you go on the honeymoon. But guess what? That honeymoon has the end. Then you have to come home, and then you have to come home to reality, to the real stuff that's going on. And my thing is this, after you come home and say it's maybe, okay, maybe about a month or two, yeah, you're still going to have that marital bliss, but then what happens when that is fading? What happens to that when that starts to fade? Now, my thing is this, once again, were you in love with the fact of being married or getting married, or were you in love with this person? And my thing is, I have to at least like you before we even get to that love part. I got to at least like you, because at least if I like you, at least if I don't love you at that moment or at that time, or you did something to make me not say to myself, you know, be like, you know, I really, but at least if I like you, I can say to myself, you know, at least we can work on certain things or certain things that we have to get done. I can like you enough to be cordial. And that's what people don't realize, and that's with any type of relationship. I have to at least have an ounce or 2 or 3 ounces of like in me or to like you in order for us to even still function with each other. But if I don't even like you, all that love can go out the door. That love can easily go out the door. If I don't like you, then that's when it's going to be a problem for me and you. And I think that's what people don't understand, that you have to at least like that person.
True, but my thing is this: all right, what does the act of marriage really guarantee?
Right.
Like, what is it really guaranteed? Like to me, it's just paperwork. It doesn't mean
right.
that you love somebody more, or if it doesn't mean you love them any less, because if you don't marry them, I just find it interesting how society puts such an emphasis on marriage. And especially the whole
why?
Ring aspect.
You know why? Because it's a moneymaker. It's like with anything in this world now, it's a moneymaker. They know marriage. Two things that's the biggest moneymaker, I think, is the biggest moneymaker with humans: marriage and death. And three things. I'm sorry, marriage, death, and having children. Those are moneymakers. When you're getting married, you got to spend money. You got the bridal. The showers, the bachelor party, bachelorette party, you got to plan it. Then, like I said, you have wedding. Like, back in the day, I don't think there was too much wedding planning. But remember, within the last couple of years, you have wedding planners now. That people that will plan your whole wedding, and they're getting paid for that.
True. It's a money maker.
Yeah. Exactly. There never was no... to my knowledge, I don't remember my mother and father having a wedding planner.
Yeah, man. Like, it's a real racket from flower. Like, I've known people that have gotten married, and it's like they've paid upward of like $30,000 for a wedding. Now, my thing is, unless you already have a house, I'd rather invest that $30,000 in buying a house together. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And making that happen. So, boom, you have your first foundation right there. You have your home together that you would either leave to your kids. Like, you're already putting some type of investment into the relationship by buying a home, which, oh, hey, if you guys split later on down the road, at least you guys, you know, split the cost of whatever you sell the home, the fees, or whatever you sell the home for, whatever.
Mm-hmm,
but
mm-hmm.
The fact that I think some people are more driven by the investments that they make and they don't want to see them fail. So engaging in the act of, like, getting married and you have a partner that's on the same page as you is like, hey, you know what, we need to be taking care of this, that, and the third. And your partner's like, cool, yo, I'm with it. Instead of your partner be like, oh, I love you. Every time they see you, it's like flowers and orange juice. Yeah, it's like
Time
I see you, it's like, oh, my gosh, like, I love you so much. You're the best thing since sliced bread. Oh, my gosh, the way you just put mayonnaise on the tuna fish is so great. Oh, my gosh. Like, all that stuff right there is like, yo, just, like, stop. Like, really? Like, that has nothing to do with the mortgage getting paid this month. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Like, that has nothing to do, oh, we need to, you know, we need to go on vacation. We need to do this.
They're going
to
live on love.
Yeah, they're going to live on love.
That's what they think. They think they're going to live on love.
Listen, you live on love in a cardboard box. Don't matter.
Sure can.
You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, still, once again, marriage is not... It's not a definitive of love. It doesn't mean that you love somebody more. Okay, you're pledging to spend... Listen, me and you could be roommates forever.
Mm-hmm.
But see, it's the title. See, some people just want that title. They're looking at the title. A lot of women are looking at title. Men's out there that want to get married to, they're looking at the title. And it's like, yo, there's a lot of stuff that comes with that title.
But you know
what?
What's funny?
It's more so on the lines of making money. What's up? What's up?
But you know what's funny? See, I'm glad you said that with the title thing. See, this men think of the title of marriage different than women do. See, women think of it as, oh, he's making me his wife, and I'm going to have his last name, and oh, my God, I'm in love, and he must really love me. But see, men look at it as, that's mine. As a possession. Now, I'm not going to say all men, but this is just my opinion. I feel that men look at it more of, I'm going to marry her because it's more of a possession thing to them. And women look at it as, oh, I'm getting married. Oh, he loves me so much. But it's like on the men's side, it's not that he don't love you, but he's looking more at it as a possession, as you know.
I own you.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Well, fellas, there's a lot of women out there with that that ring on. That you think you own, but they kind of leasing to somebody else. So with that being said, and vice versa. Like, listen, unless it's your private part, it don't really belong to anybody else. Like you can keep giving it to that person. But it doesn't necessarily mean that it belongs to you because anything.
Right.
So
right.
Don't
anything.
Delude yourself to the fact that I put a ring on it, and that's my stop it. Like, I'm sorry, but Beyonce made a song about, just put a ring on it, but look what happened with her. It doesn't,
right,
you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
A ring, a marriage, a paperwork, contract, it doesn't stop anyone from, you know, for the lack of a better word, just saying stepping out. Or still, you know, listen, you can still have food on your plate, but you may want to see what's on the salad bar.
Mhm.
You know what I'm saying? Did they bring out any new food? They said, they got the sushi. You know what I'm saying? Like it doesn't stop you. It doesn't stop anybody, really.
Right.
I mean,
exactly.
some people, you know, they're just like, nah, I'm not going to do this, and that's cool. But others, which they're out there, which they're all in the media nowadays, it's like they just don't care. They don't look at it like that.
Right.
And the thing is, I mean, a lot of this is commercialism. A lot of people don't want to admit it, but a lot of it is commercialism. And the whole thing is like, really? So you're trying to tell me, once again, I got to go back to the dollars of it. You're trying to tell me that it's okay for me to help. Because now I think you got to go through marriage. You got to go sit down and do marriage counseling or go through some type of counseling to see if you're fit to marry. And then you got to go get a marriage license. And then you got to go do all this other stuff, find venues, get flowers, get dresses, get other people's dresses. Then you got to find a place, you got to pick a date, and then you got to get all this together. And
but see, some people don't even go through all of that. Some
but
people don't
saying,
go, like the marriage counselor, like you said, marriage counselor. Some people don't even go through, they don't go to no, look, these people don't go to no marriage counselor. Please, where?
I don't know. 5891, you're on the air with the menu. What up?
Hello.
Hello.
What up, brother?
Hey, you know, it ain't no fun if your homie K-Dog can't get none. Ah, what's up, y'all?
What's up? What up, brother?
What up?
What's going on?
What's up, man? Hey, just chilling, man. You listening to the show? Man, listen. I just got to say something about this whole thing about marriage, and I said it before, and I say it again. Love don't live here no more. and let me tell you, these days, when it comes to marriage, people don't value what marriage is all about. Marriage is about love, the love that a man and woman or whatever have you, what two people, I'm not even going to say men, but in this day and age, two people have for each other, and they want to spend the rest of their lives with each other, and they decide, hey, let me get married. Unfortunately now, that's not the case anymore. You have too many guys out there who decide to put a ring on a woman's finger out of, you
pressure.
Know, just to
sometimes
keep her.
Pressure.
And pressure. And you know what? That's the killer right there. Being in a, you know, people don't realize this about marriage. Marriage is about two people getting together. It's about you spending the rest of your life with this person. And are you ready to do that?
But now, K-Dog, if you may interject. Now, the lady, the Facebook post is from someone named Tara Sense. And she said, there's a lot of stuff that she was dropping, and it was true. She was saying that marriage is not a vehicle for love as much as it is a vehicle for building. Now,
right.
I agree because, all right, you're talking about the merging of two families, the merging of two people, the merging of two families. You're setting off like a new generation. You're starting off something new. So with that being said, what are you starting off? You're just starting off love, to give love? Like, what are you putting out in the world? Like, if you're bringing two people are coming together, you're coming together to do something besides love. You should be building something. You should be making something. You should be putting something together. You should be, you know, telling your kids, like, listen, go out into the world and do good. Like, this is what we're training you to do. We're training you to build. We're training you to make. Which, you know what I'm saying? Like, it has to be something other than just love. You know? Like that, I kind of agree with what she's saying because if you base your relationship or your marriage on love, and that's all you're looking at is just I love this person and we're gonna, so everything's
yeah,
you know what things just get everything just remains mundane.
Because all you're doing is just loving every day and just going to work, and you're just, oh, I love my wife, oh, I love my husband, and I love, love,
that's
love.
All well
what,
and good.
What else are
that's
you doing?
All well and good. But then after, guess what? Somewhere down the line, something goes wrong, because these days, you know what it is? People are being pressured. And the, and what I said before, we had the discussion before. I'm sure you guys remember what I said. Social media, reality TV, and books written by people who should keep their mouths shut and stop writing these stupid books.
Yeah, because some of them probably been divorced like 11 times already.
Exactly, and you're giving advice on relationships. Oh, if a man been with you for 2 years, then he should put a ring on it. That's not the case. Because you know what? You don't know who you're marrying. Because let me tell you something. After all the funfare, the beautiful ceremony, the fun-filled reception, the nice honeymoon, when you get off that plane and you're driving home and you walk into that door, it's welcome to life. Real life.
Real talk.
Exactly.
Real talk. Because you know what? You could go to sleep that night, and then the next day you wake up, oh my goodness, the person's farting up a storm or has some something or could sink up the bathroom to high heaven. But
yeah,
oh my goodness.
Yo, real talk. Some people hold back who they are until, like, the paperwork is done. And the next thing you know, it's like, oh, well, I got them now. So now I could just, now I could just,
I can
go,
let
you
loose.
Know, do what I usually do and dig up my nose in public.
Right.
Dig up my nose or fart up a storm in public, or even worse, you're doing all the housework and that person's just sitting there being lazy.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, oh,
and
you're
like,
the woman. You're supposed to do that. You're the wife. You're supposed to do that.
Oh, you're the wife.
Well, you're the
supposed
man.
To
you're supposed
that.
To go out and work. Well, I'm in between jobs right now, but you love me.
Right.
Like, I mean, really? Like, you know what I'm saying? It's all well and good, but, I mean, come on.
Listen, I said this before and I say it again. These days, people marry out of convenience. Oh yeah, I got this person. You know, put a ring on it. Put a ring on it. Listen, don't compare your marriage life to that of the celebrities. You see, Beyonce and Jay Z, they married. Hey, whatever the hell is going on behind closed doors, we don't know how happy they're. We don't know how they are behind closed doors.
Mm-hmm.
Not everything is
all
glory.
We don't even know if they really live together.
Right,
right, exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
So you're sitting
here. Well, he's on tour right now, so I guess they ain't together all the time.
If you're going to sit there and copy your and try to live a celebrity's life, you're fooling yourself.
Well, look at this. What's her name? Gucci. What's her name? Gucci Mane and that Keisha Kayor girl. Now, they televised. I thought it was going to be a one-day thing, but
nope.
I'm noticing it's like a whole series that they're doing on their wedding. That's another thing that gets a lot, and I'm not going to say that there's anything wrong with, you know, fantasizing,
no.
But see, that's the thing that a lot of these, you got these chicks out here thinking they're going to take a hood dude and marry him, and they're going to live very happily ever after, and it's like, no.
It's not going to happen.
That's not going to happen. And it all really started from Papoose and Remy.
Yeah.
They should go, oh, Papoose, oh, he married Remy, oh, he waited for her all this time. Yeah, okay, but you don't, I'm going to tell you like this, please don't think that he was just sitting there twiddling his thumb while she was sitting in that jail cell. No.
Exactly.
It just ain't nothing coming
know.
Out yet, but it will eventually.
Well, listen, you know what? To be honest with you, now, I mean, well, not somebody to be honest, but anyway, the thing is, sometimes people have their own thing going on, which that's on them. Like, whether something between Papoose and Remy Ma comes out, Remy Ma could have been like, listen, I'm going to be in here for a hot second. You just do what you got to do, but you make sure, you know what I'm saying? You know where home is at. Because I understand.
Right.
And listen, if I was locked up and doing like four or five joints, three joints, as a matter of fact, it could be a year, which I pray I never get locked up. I'm just, listen, I'm going to tell them, like, listen, if you, listen, we human, we all get weak. You got to do what you got to do. Listen,
Just do what you got to do, man. Just remember, you know what I'm saying, where home is at. And that's that.
But you got a lot of these naive chicks that don't,
yes, they
don't see it that way. They're very naive, and they figure, oh, if they did it, then my man, the man that's laying up here in his bed right now, that he and while I'm at work, he just laying here, oh, he's going to do the same thing.
No.
Listen, what Eddie Murphy say? Same old cracker. I mean, listen, some people can do it, some people can't. And I'm not making excuses for anybody. But
no,
unless you can eat tuna fish for the rest of every day for the rest of your life, fine. Then you're the type of person, you know what I'm saying? Then that's what you can do. But the whole thing is, yo, sometimes other people want variety. Sometimes people just like, oh, well, I just wonder what if I did this or what if I – listen – I'm not here to knock anybody's hustle. We're here to talk about it. All right, we're talking about it. What you do between you and the Most High, that's on you. But the sad part is when you have a society that's pushing marriage, but then at the same time, they're also pushing divorce. Like, they're quick to give you a divorce. Because they know, like,
because
listen, in between getting married, getting divorced, and being buried and bearing a child, like, those are the four most expensive things. And buying a home is like
that's
five
right.
most
money
expensive
making.
Things in life. Those are money makers right there. And they stress all that. Yeah, go get married, and then, here's my card if you need to get a divorce, and I'll help you guys work everything out from there. And blah, blah, blah. Then you got family court coming in and saying, hey, listen, I know you got a kid together and this, that, and third, but things ain't working out. If you can't talk, then I'll be the mediator. And, you know, it's all bull.
Exactly.
It's all bull. It's all commercialized. And the sad
and
part
what's
about
sad
it.
About it, people, it's and what's sad about it, listen, and I say this as a man, you may think you know the person, but guess what? You don't really know the person until you put that ring on that finger, until you live with that person for a year, 2 years,
sometimes longer,
3 years, 4 years, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and longer. You know what? You're going to be waking up next to this person. Think about it. Because you know what?
Mm-hmm.
These days, people get married, and guess what? It takes a year and a half, or no, not even, less than that, for them to realize, why the hell did I marry this person for?
Mm-hmm. You know, 30, 54. I think I know who this is.
All the single ladies. All the single ladies. Ring on it.
The man of the hour.
Hello, everyone.
What up?
Oh, God.
Hey, what's up?
What's up, bro?
I got 3 minutes. So I'm going to tell you two quick stories about my first life. Like, K-Dog know me very well. And you know, you guys know I tell like it is. I just don't care.
Even though
I get in trouble. But so I have a family, and I'm not married, you know. But I told the person who I'm with, this person knows me for a long time, and she knows I don't believe in marriage. I'm not saying I will never get married. I don't believe in it. Maybe I might change my mind 5 years, 10 years, or until she won the lottery. That would make a difference, you know. But besides that,
she
won
the lottery.
But besides that, I'm really open of who I am. At least this person who I'm with right now knows the situation. So, of course, I'm a bad person because I had fornication and had family without getting married, all that good stuff. But you guys know I'm not a bad father. I'm doing my best to take care of my family. So what's the difference between marriage and non-marriage family members?
It's society.
If you're doing your thing.
It's society.
Media. It is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Society and media.
And going to Kato's point, my sister was kind of like not talking to me a little bit because I don't care much for her husband, but that's just a long, long personal story. But they dated for like a few months, and they got married a few months after. And I told my sister, I'm like, wait a minute, I don't care if you get married. I'm happy you find a guy to take you out of my hand, but you know, do you really know this person? Like, should you just at least live with the person? Oh no, because my sister married to a pastor, whatever, you know, one of those fake preachers. But
okay,
no, Yeah, one of those. So she's brainwashed already. But ever since then, I'm like, I don't care much for the guy. I'm not going to lie about it. Everybody know about it. But it's not just me. It's other people. But like I told everybody, I'm like, listen, we may have an opinion about the person, but I don't care if this guy cheating my sister or do whatever. On long he don't hit my sister, and on long my sister's happy in this quote marriage, I'm not going to say anything, you know. Whether I like the person or not, it's not my business, you know. On long my sister's happy, that's all that matters to me. And she want to marry this a-hole, so be it. But you know
what? Go right ahead.
So it's like,
but that's the problem. Like, but what comes out of that? It's a non-productive relationship, especially if somebody
is
looking to control someone else. There's nothing. There's what fruits to be produced out of that whole union. Once again, it's just she loves or she has an agenda. You know what I'm saying? Like what the hell is going on? Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, there's no plot. There's no plot.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, but why are we being forced into marriage? If marriage, like you say, is more commercial than ice, everything's commercial.
True.
Hot is commercial. Everything's commercial.
It is. Hot rod. Listen, the problem is it's
money.
Society. You have society and you have religion. You have people who sit there and preach saying, oh, well, you do need to be married in order for this to happen.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something.
Yep. Wait. Hold on, K-Dog. You shouldn't have said that, K-Dog, because then I would drop the bomb. Boom. Listen, didn't Solomon have many wives? I guess that's the part of the Bible
did.
That a lot of people skip over.
Exactly.
Brother B, let's be honest. Everybody pick and choose what they want to talk about in the Bible.
Quote, unquote,
man-written book. But I'm not touching that part furthermore.
But we all
know Big Red wrote that book, you know. We all know Big Red wrote it, but hey.
However, unfortunately, like I said about society puts it in a lot of people's heads. And like I said before about the social media, about the reality shows and books written by people who don't know what the hell they're talking about. You have people who put a ring on a woman's finger just to shut her up because the woman is being pressured by her. Oh, you two have been together for this long. When is he going to marry you? And the guy who's not even financially stable runs ahead and put a ring on this woman's finger, and guess what? All hell is about to break loose. You know, it's like you're lighting a stick of dynamite, and
you know what?
It's ready
to
explode.
And before I go, it's funny. I had a friend many years ago who got married, had his big lavish wedding because you know now weddings are a competition now. Who has the best wedding? Especially with some females. I'm not saying all Big Red, so don't attack me yet. But most females want to have.
I'm not.
No, but you know, most of these females like to have this big wedding, and this poor guy committed suicide, but he got to financial troubles because he couldn't afford it. You know, he did everything to please the wife, but you know the worst took the best of him, and you know he killed himself many years ago because he couldn't afford the big wedding that he gave his wife. Well, she had no father, so he felt bad for her. So you know, and look what happened. And like all this for what? All this for what? To say I do, or quote unquote I love you? You gotta spend money to tell the
love
whole world.
Love don't live here no more. Love don't live here no more, bro. I hate to tell you this. We're living in a society now where love is non-existent. You could count how many people are actually in love with the person that they're with.
Wait a minute.
Right,
because,
exactly.
Kato, you know, Kato, you know I'm in love with my alcohol. I love my juice.
I'm in love with Grey Goose. Everybody knows that.
So,
I'm in love with my Grey Goose.
I know what love is.
My thing is this, you know what it is also? Because let's not even get to the marriage. Nobody dates anymore to get to know the person that they're going to marry.
But
then
if I don't like you,
I have to, like I said, I have to at least like you in some type of way. Because guess what? When that love fades away, I have to at least be able to have the stomach to look at you without wanting to choke you out like Bart Fowler be choking them out every week on The Simpsons.
Yeah, but everybody's too busy on their phones now. How can they communicate with one another when they're on dates? Or
no, because you know what?
People
everyone's jumping
anymore.
The gun. Because this
mm-hmm.
is the thing. People copy off, again, social media. People copy off of the things they see in the media. They see these celebrities. Oh, so-and-so was dating for a couple of months. Boom, they're getting married. Oh, yeah, that happened. And you have some guys out there, and I will, you know what? I'm not going to take sides in this. But first, let me. I already said about the females putting pressure, but you have some guys out there. Dude, if you know that you are messed up, you know you're not financially stable, you know that you can't cook worth a damn, you know damn
uh-huh.
well that you're, you know, that you're a workaholic. Why in the hell are you talking marriage and putting a ring on a woman's finger and talking about, oh, baby, let's get married? You're just marrying her out of convenience just to keep her. Oh, she's not going to go anywhere.
Yeah,
Guess what?
Well, Big
Divorce
Red, before I go, why do some females get married so, like, they'll complete their life, even though they still could be lonely at some times? Like, I have to
mm-hmm.
be married not to be alone.
Yeah, well, you said why they get married and so they don't have to be alone?
Yeah, so they don't have to be alone or feel lonely, that type of thing. Like,
well,
because
some women like just saying, I'm just going to get married, and like I don't really like this guy like that. Well, I like him, but I don't love him. But he's willing to marry me, so I'll marry him.
Right, but like I said before, it's more of it's also a self-esteem issue, because some women feel, if I'm not like being a certain age and you're not married, or just like some women are a certain age and they don't have children. They feel that, because I'm a certain age and I don't have children or I'm not married, then it must be something wrong with me.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm not worthy enough for a man to have married me or marry me or whatever. So they start getting lonely, and then just like you said, the first man to come along, and you don't even, like I said, once again, that word come up there, like, everybody's going to talk about love, but nobody's talking about the like word. You may not even necessarily like this sucker, but you're going to marry
it's
him
lust.
Because he's talking some game.
Exactly.
It's lust.
It's lust.
All you see at first is lust and infatuation. Lust
and
infatuation.
Exactly. Right.
Exactly.
Because he's talking some good game
and
to
after,
you.
And after 10 trips to the bedroom,
mm-hmm.
then tell me, after your fifth trip to the bedroom, maybe let's say just stretch it out to 10, then tell me mm-hmm. where your head at. Let me say, where you are at?
Well, you know, Big Red, she knows the bathroom a lot, so I don't know about the bedroom part, so.
Come on. I'm just saying.
Oh, God.
It's crazy.
I'm never going to forget that story, Big Red. I'm never going to forget.
Oh, man.
But I'm sorry, guys. I have to go feed my son now. It's dinner time.
Oh, God.
I love to feed my son. That's marriage. I feel like I'm in marriage with my son, but he put me in my place every time. I am married.
That's a good day.
Good night,
good
everyone.
Dad.
Good show.
Okay.
Good night,
Hot Rod.
All right. What's up with tomorrow night? Absolute Truth. Oh, you hung up already.
Well, he's
right.
going already.
I don't think anyone should get married just for the sake of love and talking about, we're going to spend the rest of our life together. So if you're going to spend the rest of your life together, what are you going to do?
Exactly.
Right. Like, you're just going to just, like, you know, just go on vacations. You're going to, you know, do this. Like, what are you actually going to do? Like, progression. What are you going to go forward to do?
Let me tell you.
They don't think that far. Mm.
Marriage. Compare the level of marriage. Go back 40-something years ago. Go back 40, 50 years ago. The institution of marriage was much more different than it is now. Because back then, you could have married for love.
Mm-hmm.
You could have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, because there wasn't no distractions.
But
now these days,
it wasn't nothing distracting.
Well, you know
what?
People knew their role. People knew their role.
That too.
And it wasn't so much the thing of like, oh, the woman's supposed to be barefoot and pregnant and the man's supposed to do that. But at the same time, people, you had women years ago that were willing to just stay home and take care of the home.
Right.
And not find like, it's like, oh, wait a minute. You're talking about being barefoot and pregnant is demeaning? Like, why is that demeaning? You had women that would actually were on the thing of like, yo, this is my job, while he goes out and makes money, brings home, you know, money for me to go buy food and this, that, and the third. I mean, listen, everybody had their lane to drive in. Everybody knew
right.
their role, and it worked fine. It
mm-hmm.
worked fine. It started
not these days.
Up. You were, yeah, because now, like I said, I'm not trying to sound like some type of chauvinist or anything like that, but if the woman is the nurturer, why should she have to go out and do X, Y, and Z?
Mm-hmm.
And if we've been trained, or it's in our DNA to be the provider, to be, see, that's the problem. That's what a lot
and
of
we're lazy.
Sitting up with these dudes. Yeah, sitting up with these
that
dudes.
That got lazy.
That's on the couch playing Xbox and everything else because the provider gene, the man gene, is no longer in them anymore. They just think they don't have to do it.
Yep.
And then you have women
Absolutely.
Out here who are busting that. It's a role reversal. You have women out here busting their ass, doing this and doing that, and then they feel like, well, shoot, I don't need no man because I can do X, Y, and Z. Listen, it's not
about you
needing
sometimes
a
man.
So why would you say that?
Unfortunately, you have some men out here who are so lazy that they don't do nothing, that the woman's like, man, I'm sitting here doing all of this, and he's just sitting at home playing Xbox.
So wait a minute. So is that it? Now, Big Red, I need you to come across and answer. Is that an admission? Like when I've heard it before, oh, I'm doing all this, I'm going out here working, I'm busting, but I don't need no man. So wait a minute, so you're trying to say since you're going out there working, since you're going out there and doing this, and you don't need no man, are you really saying that this is the man's job that you don't want to do? Or it's a job that you're doing, but the man is supposed to be doing it?
Well, I don't think it's an admission to it. I don't think it's an admission. I think, once again, I think that's more of they're doing it because they want to keep this man. They figure if I just go and do it and he's not going to do it, you know, I'm just going to go do it because I want to keep him here. Remember we had the conversation before, I told you, you have women that are out here, just like you said, out here busting their behind working, taking care of the kids, and my thing is, if he's not living with you and y'all not living together and he's doing his own thing and you doing your own thing, that's a different story. But you have these women that have these men in the house. These women are working jobs and they're working these night jobs and stuff like that, and the dude is home. And it's not like the dude is working during the day and the woman's going home, going to work at night. The dude is home the whole day and the night.
Mm.
Okay? And, you know, the funny thing about it, that just like you said with the role reversal, I've been seeing that. It's like, it's really, like, now it's like, oh, my goodness. It's just like, but I was seeing it, like I was seeing it coming, like, maybe, like, the early, I'm going to say maybe the late 1990s, 2000s, kind of. I was seeing it, and that seeing it progress, and now it's just like it's here. And it's just like, it's unbelievable that I'm seeing that, but that's what it is. They figure I got somebody at home, but they complain about it. But it's like, oh, I'd rather him. He's here, and I'm out working, so at least I know where he's at.
But
I don't
know
have
what
to worry about him out there cheating nowhere. I don't have to worry about him doing his predict.
And now this is where the mistake comes in, because out of all of that, give it time. And frustration will set in, where the woman
mm-hmm.
will feel like, oh, my goodness, I can't believe how lazy this dude is. I'm the one doing everything, and you don't do a damn thing. And you know what?
But guess what? On the flip side of that, wait, hold on. I'm going to let you finish with that. But on the flip side of that, guess what? the frustration comes in with the man too, because that's what you said. She's gonna come home, start breaking on him. Oh, you're lazy. You're not doing this and not doing it. And that's how he's gonna start going outside or finding an outlet to get out
mm-hmm.
and go to somebody else that's gonna let him lay up and ain't gonna say nothing.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's going on nowadays. It's
yep.
all of this. This is what's going on. And plus, listen, this is, comes from knowing the person.
Yep.
You understand?
Absolutely.
Knowing the
yep.
person. But Brother B, you said something that was true. People wear masks. Like
yep.
they,
yep.
these guys feel that, oh man, you know, I'm the man, or I'm gonna take care of you. This is gonna happen. Oh, don't worry about it. Or I know how to do this. I know how to do that. And what do you know? Like you said, once the rings are put on those fingers, everything changes.
Mask on. Mask off. Mask off.
The mask is off.
Mask off.
The mask is off. The costume
that,
is off.
That should,
the costume
that should
is
be
off.
The, that song should be at every wedding right now. Mask
yep.
on.
The mask,
mask
off.
Off.
Take off the Superman. Take off. And I'm gonna add more. Take off that super. Take off that Superman costume. Take that
and
Superman
you ain't
costume off.
Kent. Number
yep.
Clark Kent.
Yep.
Every day, all day.
Not
said,
even
I'm
Clark
not against,
Kent.
I'm, I, and the thing is, I don't want people to ever think that. I'm not against marriage. I mean,
me
listen,
neither.
It's all good. If it's for you, it's for you. But the thing is,
yeah.
if you're going to get married, do it
don't
for...
Don't play games with it.
Yeah,
convenient.
Do it for a reason.
Yeah.
Like, because if you're just going to marry for love, then I think that it's not making... I think, once again, it's about progression. It's always it should be about progression. It should be about
and
evolution.
Partnership.
It's like going yeah,
and it
exactly
should be
partnership. It's
two
like,
people
you,
grow
what
together.
What are you going to do with the next level? Exactly. What are you
exactly.
going to build?
Exactly.
Because lust, and all that love stuff. Like, listen, I can love you, but I can hate you too. Like,
yeah.
you know what I'm saying? I can love you, but you
could get on my last nerve.
Listen,
that's
oh,
right. You know my damn last
yeah.
nerve.
Because you know what? Yeah. After a while of being with somebody. There's something that sets in that a lot of people don't want to admit to. You don't trade the person off. Why? Because you guys are used to each other.
You signed a contract.
Well, not just the contract, but the fact is if you're with somebody for 5 years, who do you picture else dealing with your coming to deal with your shit?
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So you're used to each other. So what's the purpose of split? You know what I'm saying? Like some people just see it like, well, I mean, I've been with this person for all this time. Like, what's the purpose of, you know, I may not be the happiest, but I'm just going to rock with it because, you know what I'm saying, like I'm used to this person. Because you'll turn around and go out there and find something that's way worse. You might find something
exactly.
way better, but nobody wants to really roll the dice. So
nope.
you deal, you know what I'm saying? What's that song by Luther Vandross? If you can't love the one you want, love the one you with. And
exactly.
it's crazy to even sit back and have to, like, actually weigh that option. You know what I'm saying? But it's something to think about. It definitely is something
know.
To think about. Some people, you know, some people do it. It's like, you know what? Like, go where? Where am I going to go? Like, I've been with this person for 10 years. Like, where am I going? Like, where
exactly.
are they going to go?
Oh,
the way
well,
people acting nowadays, the way people acting nowadays, please. The last thing you want to do is just go out there and throw your hat in the dating ring. People are crazy.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
You can't
oh,
even, and like
nowadays,
I said, nobody dates.
Nowadays, especially nowadays, you're in a, nowadays with the way relationships are going, and it's like I said, and for everybody listening, please, K-Dog doesn't have a problem with marriage. Listen, marriage is a wonderful thing. It's what you make of it. It's
right.
up to you and that person to want to grow together. If you're with somebody who doesn't want to grow with you, you know, that's where relationships set in. That's where the courtship, like people court, like, you know, how the old school people say, courting.
Mm-hmm.
Getting to know the person. Getting to know the person. And like I said, yes, people wear masks, but you know what? Sometimes you could find. Sometimes you'll find out who's wearing the mask in the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
When you
That's
realize
true.
The person, when you realize when you grow with this person, because you know what? These days people rush too much. Again, with the celebrities, yes,
Celebrities could do it because you know what? They got money. They could be with someone for 3 months, and next thing you know, they're already rushing to get married. They already have the big wedding because they could do that. And these are the same celebrities who, about a year later, you hear, oh, so-and-so is getting divorced. Like, what the hell?
They right, exactly. Problem.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. I mean, this is true. And that's why, like I said, I'm not against it. You know, never
me
happened.
Neither.
Never will be. My whole thing is just the fact that if you're going to do it, like, it really, you really need to have something more to show for it. It really needs to be something else behind it. Now, listen, if you guys, if two people can live off of love, then fine. But once again,
you
have to, just like somebody respects your union, you have to respect somebody else's union. And because once again, there are people out here who are putting a twist to it. It's like, yeah, I'm going to marry this dude because he's about something. He's about moving forward, and I'm about the same thing. Now, I like him. And maybe we can, you know what I'm saying, maybe we can put our, you know what I'm saying, our stuff together, and we can build something. Now, see, I'm with that. I'm more with that. But if you're just going to sit there and be like, oh, you know, I'm just so in love, and love, and oh, I eat my sandwich, and I just think of you, and I drink my drink, and it's
yeah.
like I'm kissing you.
The eyes make me think of your eyes. And all.
Yeah, exactly.
When I'm pissing in the toilet, I'm pissing, I'm thinking of you. When I'm taking a crap in the toilet.
Exactly. I look at that sky.
It's all right being in love. I'm sure we all know what that feeling is like.
Yeah, it is.
Nice feeling.
It's a nice feeling until you get your heart broken.
It's euphoric.
Right.
It's euphoric.
Right. And it's like, and like I said, once again, I'm not against anyone getting married. If you get married, I think it should be more people getting married. I'd rather go to a wedding than someone's funeral. You know, I'd rather see that. But it's just like you said, it's just like you have to do it. You know, do it, but don't complain or be complaining about things about this person. You married this person. This is who you know that you're going to spend the rest of your life with. That's what that so-called piece of paper says. This is why you went and got married. This is why you went right. This is why you went and did all of this. And once again, it all to me. I don't need nothing elaborate. Maybe when I was younger, I thought about having, like, you know, I always thought, you know, maybe, you know, the big, you know, the wedding dress and all. But at this point in my age, listen, we can go to City Hall, you sign the paper, you get this, you're going to get the ring or whatever. And you know what, after that, we have a nice little party, family, friends, and that's it. And then I'm good with that. I don't need all that extra curricular stuff, like all that extra stuff, people coming out the floor, 20 cakes, the cake. Cake is made of diamonds and pearls, and I don't need all that. And Prince will put Prince or Michael Jackson on top of the cake, the hologram, and let them dance. You know, that would be nice. I'm just saying.
Well, I don't want to get married and be in debt. I don't still want to be paying for my marriage like 3-4 years later.
Right, yeah.
Because you know what? You have to be financial. And you know what? It's all about the finances. Yes, love is beautiful, but at the same time, love cannot pay the bill.
Nope, not at all.
If you know that you're high in debt, you know that you're not financially stable, why the hell are you going to go ahead and put a ring on the finger and say like this, oh, let's get married? Ooh, I thought you never asked. And another thing about marriage are these green card marriages. You have these hustlers that live in other countries who want the most vulnerable people, and the people get so vulnerable, they run and get married to them, and guess what? They have to deal with the mess that they got themselves into.
Mm-hmm. Lord have mercy, that's horrible.
And then you have people who just get married for the sake of, like, all right, it's a good fit. Like, we seem like it's a good fit. Sometimes
no,
it just has nothing to do with overall, like, love. It just seems like, you know, we work good together. It's like a great working relationship.
Not
and, hey, listen, I can dig it. I mean, listen, whatever floats your boat, sail on.
Do it.
That's all I can say. Whatever floats your boat, sail on. But, you know, when it comes down to marriage, like I said, I'm not against it. We all here feel that, you know, we're not against it, but the thing is this. Don't make love like the foundation, because one thing, love, it's a fleeting emotion. It's just like any other emotion. Like, it comes and it goes. Like, you can say, oh, I love you, but when that person is really getting on your damn nerves, I mean, listen.
You're going to hate that person.
Exactly. And when the fights happen, some fights you just can't come back from. But wait,
right, exactly.
What did you get married for? You got married for love. So you know what? Then get over the fight and go back to the love.
Right.
But some people
exactly.
can't do that.
But sometimes
so
you can't
like,
do
so,
it. You
so
can't just turn it on and off like a radio.
Oh, yeah. Well, see, that's the thing. If you can't, then what was the purpose of getting married in the first place? Because you know, if they tell you marriage is going to be up, it's not perfect. Relationships are not perfect. There's going to be ups.
Nope.
There's going to be downs.
But you got to make.
So
the,
why,
but you got to take the good with the bad.
Exactly.
In
but
any
when
way,
you
shape,
sign that
form.
Contract, when you go get that marriage license, you're making a different statement. You're basically saying, no matter what, we're going to work it out. And a lot of people don't do that part.
Nope.
Right.
You don't do that.
Infidelity, it leads to fights with one another. And you know what? Some fights, you get into a fight with the next person. Guess what? There's some fights you can't even make up. Because you know what? A mouth, your mouth, someone's mouth.
Exactly. Yep. It'd be a very dangerous thing.
It's a very dangerous thing. You could say something to somebody and it hurts the person so badly. No matter the words, I'm sorry, can't even help.
Don't cover. Nope.
Yep, exactly. Yep, absolutely. Absolutely. And these people don't even say sorry no more. They don't even want to admit doing anything
wrong.
They'll make it seem like it's you're the one that's the problem.
Like, oh, why should I say sorry for? I ain't do nothing wrong. But yet,
right, I didn't do nothing wrong. Mm-hmm.
You when you put someone down or you curse the person out in a way that's unforgivable, you know what it does to that person?
Right.
But see, that's the thing. Once again, there's people out there that don't respect other people's feelings. They don't care.
That's what happens with these marriages.
Right. Yeah.
Even in relationships, like, dude, that's why when some women talk about, well, listen, don't try to make don't get a dude and say, oh, well, I can make him something else. No. Go make a sandwich.
Don't try to change the person.
Go you know what I'm saying? Go make a can of pork and beans. But don't try to make the dude to your tailoring. And the same thing with dudes. Don't go out there and say, oh, I can mold her. No, you can't.
No, you can't.
No, because when they get the inkling to want to do something else, they're going to go do it.
Yep, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So don't be disappointed when you say, oh, your mold all of a sudden ain't what it was, what you thought it was. It don't work like that. But,
it doesn't.
We got 2 minutes left. So parting shots, K-Dog, what you got to say?
Hey, all I got to say is, hey, for those of you who get married, please think first before you go ahead and do something that you might or regret later or something that you're going to hate later. Get to know the person first. Takes time, but please, remember, everyone wears a mask.
Okay. Big Red, what you got to say?
Well, like I said, stop falling in lust or love. Fall in like first.
True.
Yeah.
That's all I got to say. Fall in like first. Then the lust and the love will come later. That's what I got
and
to say.
And I will say this. Just get the business right. That's all. It's about economics. We live in a world where it's really about economics. The love always going to be there. But get the economics right. Keep the faith. Love God first. everything else.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying?
Amen.
That's all right.
Tomorrow night, hopefully, will be an episode of Absolute Truth. You know, Hot Rod has been on his grind lately. But should be at 10:30 on Blog Talk Radio. If not, it will be sometime during the week. But us at the menu will catch you next Sunday because I think we're going to have a very interesting topic. Sex. But, yeah. Anyway. Okay, dog.
Hey, what's up?
Thank
all right, guys.
Thank you for calling in.
Big hey, you're welcome. You're welcome, Big
and
Red.
Everybody else. Yep. Everybody else, have a good night. Stay blessed.
Have
be
a good
blessed.
Night.
And have a
be
great
blessed.
Week. We'll catch you next weekend.
Hey.
All right.
Have a good.
Later, guys.
Peace out.
Peace out.
Later.
Later.
Later.